Today, the California Board of Education approved a settlement in a class action lawsuit. The lawsuit included students from four schools in Los Angeles County. They had been placed in fake classes without any instructional value. Mark Neubauer is an attorney who worked in the case. He says today's settlement provides for what he calls the most basic rights of students and citizens.
The right to an equal education. Whether you go to school in Beverly Hills or in Compton, you have the right to have courses that really mean something, that have content.
Under the settlement, the plaintiffs received $400,000 in legal fees. Also, state officials will help the schools comply with a new law that limits scheduling classes without any instructional content. Former Oakland Raiders defensive end Anthony Wayne Smith was convicted of three Los Angeles murders today. He was charged with a fourth murder of a man in Antelope Valley, but a judge declared a mistrial in that case. Jurors found Smith guilty of murder involving torture and murder during a commission of a kidnapping. Smith will be sentenced in late December. He faces life in prison without the possibility of parole. Prosecutors are not seeking the death penalty. LAPD is on alert as Angelenos join thousands of protesters in cities around the world today for the Million Mask March. From London to Sydney to Johannesburg, activists are demanding an end to government corruption and poverty. Sarah Payton reports on the local protest.
About 50 protesters wearing Guy Fawkes masks associated with the Anonymous movement gathered at City Hall today to air their grievances. The event was organized by Anonymous. The group of hackers and online activists have protested for social justice worldwide. Protesters here had specific demands.
We're here because we're trying to wake people up to the injustices of the system, a system that's inherently corrupt.
This is the fourth year protesters have rallied globally to demonstrate against corporate greed and for civil liberty.
The poisoning of our food and air with the GMOs, and we're protesting everything from the fluoridation of water to the human rights violations that are going on in Palestine. Mainly, though, the mass police state here in America, dude, this has got to stop.
The protest continues until 5 p.m. in every city around the world. For Annenberg Radio News, I'm Sarah Payton.
The NCAA announced today that graduation rates for Division I athletes is at a record high of 86%. Caitlin Plummer has the story.
Overall, USC athletes had an 81% graduation rate compared with UCLA's 86%. But the Trojan football team's rate was lower, at 58%. It was low because it includes data from 2005 when 22 football players joined the NFL before they graduated. USC's Senior Associate Athletic Director Magdi El-Shahawi says the emphasis on graduation rates for Division I athletes is misplaced.
At the end of the day, like I said, we're still working with people who are not going to help our graduation rates because we want to see them get their degrees when they're finished competing in their sport.
He said the university is committed to helping student athletes graduate.
For the students that are still here, we're trying to get them on the base to graduate before they leave, even if they do pursue professional athletics, so that they have their degree in hand.
USC tied for fifth with Stanford in the Pac-12. Caitlin Plummer, Annenberg Radio News.
You already know about smartphones and smart cars, but have you heard of smart poles? Today, Los Angeles became the first city in America to use smart light poles. They include LED technology and 4G LTE wireless, meaning LA residents receive both high-quality lighting and better cell service. Mayor Eric Garcetti unveiled the first 100 poles in Hollywood earlier this morning. He says the smart poles effectively combine smart technology with urban needs.
It'll help us make these streets safer, help us connect to the internet more quickly with our mobile devices, and at the same time generate revenue for the city of Los Angeles so that we can share in some of those revenues that come from telecommunications.
Garcetti says the smart poles are a part of an infrastructure boom in Los Angeles. There are major public transportation projects and a remodel of LAX already underway. In other mayoral news, Garcetti endorsed Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton today and then took it back. But apparently the endorsement still stands. Clinton is in Southern California today holding a series of fundraisers for her campaign, and she's going to be on Jimmy Kimmel later tonight.